Hello, this is 5 Minutes of the Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 782, and we're talking about the death of Christ. Now let's go for our golden scripture from 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." I always pause yet say, "You've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then it continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we look at the death of Christ, all the physical events went on the revelator, right? And going for it by revelation, we went into Genesis and then into Luke 1, the incarnation and all that. And now we're talking about Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And we've gone in depth into paying attention to God's word, making God's word your priority. Now we looked at Mark 11 and we saw Jesus had cursed the fig tree. The disciples came back and said, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. And he said something profound to them in Mark 11:23. And that's become the center of what we're studying now. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever that he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So we are looking at saying, what saying does in your faith. And we're looking at how Mary, who heard an angel say to her, that she's going to have a baby, and then she got up to go to Elizabeth, and she says to Elizabeth in Luke 1:49 that he that is mighty has done great and mighty things. So it's very, very important, as I said, that this is the language of faith. Faith says that he has done it. Hope says he will do. And I've told you already, hope is the donkey that you sit on. Hey, but it will never get you to your destination, because you become the one who postpone your own miracle by your words. When you say, "I will get it." Maybe you don't even understand. Say, but when I say I will get it, is that not faith? No. That is not faith. Faith speaks in the past. Faith speaks a language that is different from hope. Hope says, "I will, shall. Faith says, it's already done. That's why she said, "He that is mighty has already done. Mary, how can you say that when your stomach is not protruding? And I've already said that when you are walking in faith, the evidence of the thing is not that the temperature has come down. The evidence of the thing is not that they've written you a letter and said, no, that's not. The evidence is that the Bible says so. What is written in the word now becomes your evidence. It's a powerful thing. It is such a powerful thing. Okay. So now, I wanted us to go in depth into the looking at faith. But I think I'll go to Romans 4:17 and talk about that to convince you again about what faith is. Now, in Romans 4:17, listen to the language of God. Listen to the language of God. This is interaction between God and Abraham, father of faith. He says to him, Romans 4:17, God said, I have made thee the father of many nations. I have made. What is have made? Past tense, of course. Past tense. He said, "I have already done it for you, Abraham. I have already done it for you." So God said, "I have made thee a father of many nations." So that God created substance out of Abraham's hope. He called Abraham father of many nations. Initially, Abraham was called assumed father. That was Abraham, the meaning of Abraham, A-B-R-A-M, God changed it. And God said that you will be called. You are now called the father of many nations. Abraham is assumed father. Abraham is father of many nations. And God did not wait for Sarah to become pregnant because before he gave Abraham the name. No, whilst Abraham was in the situation, whilst Abraham was in the struggle, whilst Abraham was in the position of being childless, then God goes to him and says, I have made you the father of many nations. See, this is the language of faith. When you get it, you see that faith becomes very easy because now you understand where you're walking. It's no more dark for you. You know that whilst I'm in the situation, whilst I'm waiting for the salary that I've been denied for a year, 6 months, whilst I'm waiting for them, the promotion letter, whilst I'm in that situation, not that when the situation happens, when what you're looking for happens, they say, oh, I've got it. No. Whilst you are in the adverse situation, you call yourself by the name of what you are looking for, what you have been praying for, what you are believing for, what you are faithing for. You call yourself by that. Say, I have been made. It is done. Hallelujah. This is God's faith. This is the God kind of faith. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. And when you understand, it becomes very easy now. Because you know that, oh, I'm not waiting to see something good before I start talking. But rather in my situation, in my adverse situation, I say that it's been done. I say that I am the father of nations. I say I am promoted. I say I am healed. That injury, I was injured, but I say I am healed from that injury. I say it is done. Oh, hallelujah. I know you are getting it. And I know that great and mighty testimonies are coming out of you. When you understand it this way, you know there is no need to cry, no need to fret, no need to be anxious, no need to worry. Why? It's in the situation that you say that you have it, that it is done. You are so blessed. Please share the link and come back for more.